Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's the highly acclaimed fiction novel from Kathleen Clark, Rise of the Zompires. An apocalypse is happening all over the world. No one knows how it started. Creatures are taking over the entire world. These creatures are zombie vampires or zompires. The world, well, it's falling apart. Can the destruction be stopped? Well, it's in the hands of four survivors. They try to figure out a way to keep on surviving. The future of the entire world rests on their shoulders. Author Kathleen Clark has been writing since she was six. She grew up in a small Texas town where she faced many obstacles but has accomplished a multitude of things. A freelance writer and an ambassador for the National Society of High School Scholars, Kathleen has written a number of stories and several pieces of fan fiction posted on Wattpad. Her stories have been nominated for Wattie Awards. The talented writer plans to continue to write for herself and others in college and beyond. And Kathleen Clark, author of The Rise of the Zompires, with us on This Week in America. Kathleen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
I love this story. We'll talk about the background here in a second, but where did this story idea come from?
It actually came from my middle school English teacher. She gave us an assignment to write a fiction story over whatever we wanted. And she gave us a list of topics, and apocalypse was one of them, and the story just came from that.
Did you have an outline when you started, or did you get started and sort of see where the zombies took you as you were writing the story?
I didn't have an outline. I just started free writing.
And you really do such an excellent job with the characters and what they're faced. Let's talk about the main characters in the book. You've got a couple of sisters, Sarah and Christy. Talk about them.
Well, Sarah is actually based off of me. She's kind of what I imagine myself to be.
Yes.
In a perfect world.
That's interesting. So you were the basis for Sarah. Now, do you have a sister named Christy?
No, I'm actually an only child.
Okay. So a make-believe sister named Christy.
Yeah, I would love to have a sister. So me having a sister would be, in a perfect world.
Yes, and those are two of the four survivors, and the other is a young girl by the name of Macy. Talk about Macy and how she enters the picture.
She was also based off of something in my middle school English class.
So a lot of these characters actually came from your real life as you were growing up.
Yeah, I knew her all through my life in my small Texas town, and she's like, I want to be in your story. So I put her in the story as the main character.
So Macy is someone from your past life. Now, Cody, he's interesting because he's sort of responsible for what's going on in the world. But first of all, is Cody based on anybody you know?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, what's his involvement? Because he is sort of responsible for what's for the havoc going on in the world.
Yeah. He's sort of responsible, but then again, he's kind of not. He's only just following orders.
And it's interesting. The book is The Rise of the Zompires, and that Zompyres. Zompires. Kathleen Clark is the author. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore there, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So how did this whole idea come of taking vampires and zombies and sort of coming up with a hybrid form of them?
Well, I mean, people have been doing it all over the place, but I don't know, really, but people have actually been doing it.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, and these creatures are, well, they're creatures. I don't want to give away too much about this, but let's talk about the story in the book. Sarah, it's 8:30 on a Saturday morning. People knock on the door. They look like they've got some blood in their mouths, that type of thing. And I love in the book, you're extremely descriptive of everything. So as I'm reading the story, I can actually visualize it. Talk about the process of writing, because you really explain things well for the reader. We really can see what's happening.
Yeah, well, when I read stuff, I put myself in the story. I'm literally in the story. So I wanted to give my readers the ability to do the same.
Because you can. So, I mean, you're very descriptive with everything. I can see the house that you're living in. I can see the clothes you have on at the time. I can see the duffel bag you're using to shovel clothes in so you can take off. So it very descriptive, and that really gives us, a reader, even more enjoyment as we're reading, because we can actually see this happening. Talk about the development of the story. You mentioned that you did not really use an outline. You just sort of wrote the story. How many drafts did you have to come up with to get to the finished product?
I really only did two drafts. I submitted the first half draft with only the first half of the book to my publisher, and then the second draft, which was the full book, to my publisher, and then the publishing company did all the edits to it, and that was really all there was.
And then you get a copy of the book, Rise of the Zompires, with us, Kathleen Clark, the author. What was that like when you got the book? When here's your story that started years ago in grade school, and here's the finished product, and it's a book that's available worldwide. What was that feeling like at that moment?
That feeling was, I was ecstatic. And it felt like I had achieved my greatest dream.
Yes, being a published author and doing that at such a young age, and I mentioned that you would like to continue writing for yourself and writing for others. Is this something professionally you would like to continue doing?
Yes. This is what I'm trying to get a degree in creative writing so I can get better with my writing, so I can try to help my bring more to the table for my readers and everything.
Yeah, I mentioned this started with a love of writing that you had at age 6. Talk about that and why this fascination with reading and writing at such a young age.
Well, it actually started before age 6, but that age 6 is when I started being able to read the harder stuff for myself.
Right.
But I was always having people read books to me and everything like that. But I've never been the kind of person that wants to go outside all the time and
right,
play with other kids. I'm a loner person. People used to call me Lone Wolf in grade school and stuff.
Well, you have a published book now, so the time you're spending with your imagination has really paid off. Who are some of the writers that you enjoy reading? When you have time just to sort of sit back and relax and enjoy a book, who do you like to read? Who are the authors you like to read?
Stephen King, L.J. Smith, and
I get the impression you're probably always thinking about story ideas. Is that true, where you're always looking around and sort of getting an idea for the next story?
Yes.
Do you keep a notebook?
Yes, I do. I've got probably a dozen of them.
What are you working on now?
I'm actually working on the sequel.
Ooh, very good. Very good. I was hoping when I got to the end, it's like, okay, there's the possibility here that this story may continue, and I would love to have it continue and see what happens with everybody. The book we're talking about.
Yeah, I'll give you the name of the sequel. It's going to be Fall of Zompires. Fall of the Zompires.
Okay. Now, you finished with that or still working on it?
I have not even started with writing it yet. I'm toying with ideas.
Okay.
For it.
And I imagine that are you doing an outline this time or just going to start off and see where it goes?
I'm going to start off with the ideas and just write with the ideas.
Okay. With us on the program is Kathleen Clark. She's the author of the book Rise of the Zompires, and that's Zompyres. Book's available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, I mentioned that some of your work has appeared on Wattpad, and you were nominated for Wattie Awards. This is like 65 million people globally that are all connected with on Wattpad. It's a real honor to be recognized for a work that you've done.
Yeah.
What was that like when you started getting nominations for something as well? You've got the book that's published, and now you're getting people saying, "Hey, this is a good book."
It was awesome.
What kind of response are you getting from family, friends, that type of thing? That have you read Kathleen's book? It's a great story.
My dad said that I've accomplished so much this year in spite of everything that's been going on. And
yeah, I mentioned that you've sort of have a lot of things going on in your life and been able to accomplish quite a few. Obviously, included in that Rise of the Zompires, the book that you have written. How much fun is this for you to be able to not only write, to express yourself, but to have other people enjoy it as well?
It's
got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's more fun than words can express.
Yeah, it's got to be fun to be able to do that and to express yourself, your story, and then be able to entertain others with that. You were talking before, and you mentioned that you were in college, so you were pursuing writing in college then?
Yes.
What? This was science fiction. Are you interested in other types of other genres, or is the fantasy where you really enjoy this?
I write all different kinds of fiction. I write romance fiction, science fiction, fantasy.
It's interesting that you've, crossing the boundaries there. How do you feel that you've grown as a writer when you look back at the early things that you've written and in taking classes and in reading others? And how do you feel you've changed as a writer?
I feel I've gotten better.
I'm sure, yeah, in writing and getting the feedback and, again, continuing to read and continuing the education, I mentioned that you'd like to keep writing for yourself as well as for others. How important is that for a writer, do you think, to write about something they're really interested in? It's quite obvious when you read Rise of the Zompires that you are a fan. This is something, a passion, of a story that you wanted to tell. How important is that you please yourself? And if you please yourself, I guess you'll please other readers as well.
I mean, if it's something you're passionate and happy about, then it's not as much of a struggle to write.
Yeah, in fact, that's interesting. Were there times as you were writing Rise of the Zompires that it's like, okay, I'm not going to finish anymore today because I'm not real sure where to take the story from here? Do you hit those points where you're like, okay, I've got to regroup a little bit now?
There was one part that I was actually struggling with, and it was the scene where on page 38 and 39.
So you weren't sure where to go at that point.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where to go because I'm not going to say exactly what was going on because that ruins a critical point.
Yes, yes.
But I wasn't exactly sure which direction I was going to go.
Well, you chose the right one. That's sometimes when you step back away from something and then go back with a new perspective. You went in the right direction with that, and it's so nice to know that there's going to be a sequel that you'll be working on. Kathleen Clark, our guest on the program, the book is Rise of the Zompires. And the way it ends, as you read it now, you can go, okay, I think I'm going to find out more about these people. Kathleen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Continued success.
It was a pleasure to be there.
Well, I tell you what, you've done such a nice job in writing this book. There was so much talent there, recognized by the nominations for the Waddy Awards and being able to submit and have things that have been published on Wattpad. A pleasure to have you on the program. Continued success. Please stay in touch, and we look forward to the sequel.
Okay.
Thank you for being with us on the program. Rise of the Zompires by Kathleen Clark. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.